Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. Events of life can leave us feeling physically or psychologically broken. Or even events from the past we think have damaged us in some way. What if you're not broken? We're going to explore this idea in this week's episode. So sit back and relax, and you may be surprised what you connect within you to help you see you're not broken. Come outside to do this recording. It's a beautiful day. I'm sitting in a field, the most beautiful view. So the sound quality may not be perfect. You may get some wind noise. You may hear the rustling of the trees and some other background noises. And I hope that's okay. My podcast producer Jeremy is an audio marvel. I'm sure he's going to clean some of this up. So I'm sure it's going to be okay. And sometimes I think some background noises in nature and life will be okay, because we're talking about everyday life. We're talking about life experiences. And today we're talking about the subject of you're not broken. This comes a lot with my clients, and often we think we're broken in some way, and even outside of this fertility journey, a lot of people think they're broken psychologically in some way. Maybe they've had some experiences from the past, and my mum was an alcoholic, and I know that we can think we're living from the experiences of our past and feel we can never move away from it. It seems there's always one thing that keeps to bite us on my bum, you know. And mine tends to be my relationship with my mum. But it was great before she died, but there's a sense of relationship with my mum, what I learned from those experiences about myself, what I took on board for myself growing up, my belief that I wasn't fully lovable or good enough or worthy. And it can tend to be key coming back to those same old things. And as a result of that, we can often think we're broken in some way, we're damaged in some way. And then, of course, it's for this fertility journey where you might get a doctor saying, this thing's wrong with you, this is not right, or there seems to be something deficient in your body that's stopping you getting pregnant. And you know, my test results were disastrous across the board. So very much sense the feeling of I'm broken or damaged goods in some way compared to everyone else. So I want to explore the concept, the idea of maybe, what if you're not broken? And of course, quickly you can turn around and say, yeah, but these are my test results. This is what doctors are telling me. This is why I can't get pregnant, and there's something physically maybe wrong with us. I'm not saying wrong, holding us back from getting pregnant. And when I say you're not broken, I guess it comes down to the idea of who you think you are, that you're better, who's you. And often we do define our sense of self through our physicality, our physical body. We often think we can feel more confident and happy in ourselves and almost have a different sense of identity if we lost a bit of weight or the size we were a few years ago or had bigger muscles or something. We often link our physical self to our psychological sense of self, our sense of identity, who we are. And I think that's when we can go wrong. That's kind of the outside inness of life. I'm okay when, or I'm okay if. It's that linking our sense of self, our okayness, to anything physical, whether it's our own body or our bank balance or our career, anything external to our soul, anything in this physical form. We start linking our sense of okayness to anything in this physical form, including our own body. That's when we're on a hiding to nothing. because the sense of okayness doesn't come from anything in this physical form, including our own body. You know, I've helped many people lose weight along the way, and because often that's a factor in their journey, and it's about, you know, you're okay whatever way you are, that you're fully loved and lovable and worthy for who you are in this moment. It doesn't mean they want to lose weight. For me, when you come from that place, when you truly believe that, you tend to lose weight far more easily and sustainably, and it can stay off because you're coming from this place of wholeness within you. And often food and all sorts of things in life can be an unhelpful thinking attached to it, an emotional attachment to it, which is a thought. And it's about I'm okay if, or I'm okay when, or about numbing a feeling. It's a lack of self-love in one form or another. So what if we can de-link our sense of self from our body or our physical circumstances? Because I believe we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. Our soul is formless. How is it we get these coincidences happen at times? You know, you think of a friend and they call. I just think there is a physical, so a spiritual element to us we don't truly understand. I do believe we're all plugged into something bigger we're never going to understand in our human brains. It's something beyond us. It's formless. And our human self, including our mind, our intellect, is in this world of form. I've got a friend who calls our body our rental. She thinks it's just our rental. It's where our soul is residing in this period of time. That it's not us, it's not our identity. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look a certain way or having a certain style, which can be, yeah, a certain style can be extension of your sense of self, expression of your sense of self. Absolutely. You know, I shaved my head, I didn't really need to, but there's a sense of, it's just who I am, it's what I wanted to do, it felt like an expression of me. But it's not me. Just like our clothes are not us. Our soul is beyond that. We have this part of us, this spiritual part of us, which is constant, our consciousness. A part of us that observes us, that knows whether we're happy or sad or angry. That part of us, that conscious awareness, that's our spiritual self. It's constant. You know, when we were 5 or 6, it was there. And it's still there now with different people, different bodies, different life experiences. But that conscious awareness is constant. That's our spiritual self, which is plugged into something bigger. That's the part of us that observes our human experience. You know, I use the analogy of the roller coaster on the barge a number of times. It's one of my favourite analogies. And the barge is our conscious awareness. The barge is our kind of gateway between our physical experience on the roller coaster and this spiritual, beautiful, crystal river that's taking us somewhere wonderful. The more we become more aware of the, I guess, our bigger picture, our spiritual self. It's our source of our well-being, our creativity, our intuition, our instincts, our flow. When we're in that state of flow, we're more connected to that conscious awareness part. Our resources move through us in those times. We're not so aware of our bodies in a way. We're just in a state of flow. And that's why I truly believe you're not broken. Even psychologically, you've got, and my mom's an alcoholic, and I worked with people all sorts of challenging and traumatic and difficult circumstances as a child. But we're not defined by the past. The past doesn't exist. It doesn't mean we don't ignore it. Sometimes we're living in the feeling of the past, in our thinking in this moment. And there's no such thing as mental scar tissue. We may have habitual thoughts that have resulted from our past experiences, beliefs are just habitual thoughts. I believed all sorts of things as a result of my childhood. I didn't believe I was worthy, I didn't believe I was deserved happy to be happy. But those beliefs are thoughts in this moment. And when we change our relationship with thoughts, we can let them go. They may have been there for a long time, but they're still a thought in this moment. They're no more powerful than any other thought in this moment. They just might be more frequent. But we tend to think they have more weight. We tend to think, oh, they're different thoughts, they're beliefs. No, they're just a thought in this moment still. And when you have a change of heart about yourself and what's creating your experience, you can let go of those thoughts so much more easily and quicker than you imagine. See, even there was traumatic stuff on your past, it may feel like you're broken, but you're not. You just think you are. And that's reinforcing those thoughts, giving them more weight. So you're not broken. The you is beyond our physical human experience. Who you really are is this amazing, beautiful soul. Yeah, that's riding this roller coaster of life. But you're connected to a wonderful, beautiful, glorious river of energy of life that's got your back. It's got your back. That conscious awareness part of you knows you're whole. You may touch on it from moment to moment, but it knows you're whole, it knows you're complete, and it knows you're worthy. Because that's the truth of who you are. That's the you in the still, soft moments between thoughts. We forget to even think about our thinking. We taste these glimpses of our true self, but then we don't believe it. And the thought kicks in, and so we can't trust that. But the thought is the illusion. That peace within you is the truth of who you are.